And you are tuned in live from Hilo in Catskill, where we are here with Richard Rip Van Wagner, a local Catskill artist who is organizing a Rip Van Winkle festival coming in a couple weeks in Catskill. Welcome to the morning show.
Oh, welcome. Welcome.
Should I call you Rick or Rip?
I prefer Rip. I've been going by Rip for a few years now.
All right. Tell us, you're a local artist first. Why don't you tell us something about your work before we get into...
My work. Where do I begin? I've been a tattoo artist by trade the majority of my life. I started when I was 14 doing hand-poke tattoos in the kitchen with friends. And, you know, it evolved before I knew it. I was a successful area tattoo artist. And then about a decade ago, I was in a really bad motorcycle accident that limited my abilities to tattoo. And I had to focus my art more into visual arts, fine arts, painting, stuff like that. So I guess I would say under the mentorship of teachers like Alex Gray and Guy Aitchison, I took my work in a more visionary art kind of field, surreal, a mashup between, I don't know, in many cases it's like Dali meets Thomas Cole, you know. I do some natural landscapes, but yet some psychedelic mind landscapes. I do a lot of mandala work, which is a meditation for me, helps me alleviate my personal pain from the accident that I was in. So I've got a pretty broad spectrum of my styles, at least I think I do.
And has this all been in Catskill, or you've been...
Yeah, for the most part. I did a little bit of, when I was younger, I moved out west. I was born in Southern California, but Mom and Dad separated, and Mom brought us here very young. So me and my little brother grew up in Catskill. And then after graduating, I went out west trying to escape myself. I thought maybe the answers to all my problems was in Southern California. I think there's a couple of songs about that, right? And yeah, it didn't work. I caught myself out there and ended up back here in about a year or so. But for the most part, Catskill's been home. And most of what I just shared about my art history has been right here in the heart of the village of Catskill.
And when did you start sort of identifying with the Rip Van Winkle myth or legend?
I'm glad you asked, because I had to actually think back about that and kind of clarify in my mind that timeline. It was after losing my, in my motorcycle accident, I lost my leg, a good chunk of the use of my dominant arm. So there was a lot of challenges that come with that. And I had just rebounded and was doing well. My business was starting to stabilize. And then I wrongly lost my disability benefits for a period of 2.5 years. It left me homeless. It left me without a car. All the resources that I had been kind of taken from me. So I hit a bottom. That was years into sobriety. I'd gotten my life together. So, you know, I went through this period of like rebirth. You know, the old me had practically died. I hated what I had become. The tattoo industry had lost its pizzazz for me because I couldn't do it anymore because of the physical limitations. So I had to kind of recreate myself. And an ex-girlfriend and I had been joking about how the tattoo industry had so many Vons in it. You know, back then there was Kat Von D, and people familiar with the tattoo industry, there's a guy named Von Dutch, and just the Von thing, that whole Dutch kind of vibe, was really popular. So we got joking about it, and she said something about there being a Rip Van Winkle tattoo artist. And or maybe I said that, I don't remember exactly who, but it come up with, well, what about Rip Van Wagner? And we joked around about it, and she started calling me that for a couple of days here and there, kind of like poking fun at me. And I was like, I like that. It fits. It's got that local reminder to me about, you know, local heritage. And Rip in the tattoo industry means rest in peace. And that was one of the things that I had to come to terms with what I went through, was that I couldn't change what had happened. I couldn't change what had happened. I had to move forward from it. And part of that was just coming to peace with where I was in my life. So the Rip really had quite a few different facets of it that fit who I was and what I was to become. I never knew it was going to lead me where I am now, fighting to champion our local legend, Rip Van Winkle, who I didn't even realize played such an important role to myself and many members of our community. So
you didn't actually fall asleep during a, when the country was in a democracy, and then wake up when it was in a, representative tyranny.
That could actually
Rip Van Winkle story.
That may actually be the case. Who knows? Some people think that that's kind of where we're at now. But yeah, it was a very metaphorical and metaphysical. I had awoken. You know, I had been asleep for all these years, both when I was younger with my drinking and drug use, and then with my old, I don't know, as much as I love the tattoo me, a lot of it was not true who I was at the core. There was something missing. So I had to wake up from that and realize, you know, it was a humbling experience, I guess would be the way to put it, that underneath all of that, there was the same connection that we all have, without getting too weird and philosophical. So, it was my own awakening, and it fit just far too well.
So I guess something of all this started when Catskill Village President Vincent Seely, I guess he walked up and down the Main Street in Catskill and looked in all the shops, and very few of them had any representation of Rip Van Winkle in their shops. He started saying, maybe we should rebrand the community into something else besides this legend that is actually in Palinville, which is part of Catskill. But I guess that's where the legend took place in the story. So what got you interested in kind of reviving the legend of Rip Van Winkle in the village of Catskill?
Well, I thought the idea of rebranding was just terrible. It doesn't make any sense to me. First and foremost, Catskill's a community, not a commodity. So you can't just slap a new label on it, dress up the packaging, and try and present it as something that it isn't. And I've seen similar done in the past, and it never works the way it's intended to work. So I understand that there's change in the area. There's some great changes that have happened in the past couple of years here, and I know that change is inevitable. But I don't think that we need to scrap who we are. I don't think we need to shed our history or some of these core elements that make us so magical. So that was really what it was this whole overarching, what is this going to fix? What is it going to do? What are you trying to do? And also, what's better than Rip? You know, Rip Van Winkle, we know it as this jovial little tale about the old man that disappears, or the young man that disappears into the woods to get away from his nagging wife, ends up drinking whatever, bourbon, some type of drink with the... There's a few different variations of the story I've heard over the years. One's Henry Hudson's ghost crew, another is dwarves up in the hill. It all kind of overlaps, but it's actually a story that's told in many cultures throughout time with different variations. And I don't think people realize just how magic that is, to be able to tap into those archetypical, very easily recognizable ideas, not just for legend and community storytelling, but for marketing. He's a great mascot that you could dress up anyway. Not that I want to change him any, but you know, he can be the guy in the tux for the arts bow ball that the Green County Council on the Arts does. He can be a guy dressed in shorts fishing for some of the local marinas. There's so many different ways that you can work with the Rip idea. So I really didn't want us to miss out on this. I knew that he had been used in the past for similar campaigns. Back in the 80s, they had a campaign where they hit a stone with the RVW initials somewhere in the village, and then whoever ended up finding that stone based on certain hints, there was a reward involved. I think even before that, maybe it was the 70s, there was a bowling pin encrusted with gems that a couple of the local banks had funded, and that was hidden. Or maybe there was an overlap between those two stories. I'm not sure. But I do know that there was potential here that we were overlooking. And you mentioned the fact that Vinny had gone up and down the street and looked into the storefronts. I don't know if that was before or after the discussion was made to start branding. And he was right. A lot of people weren't capitalizing on the Rip image, and that's quite unfortunate. But there's a lot of Rip around here that I think many of us have grown numb to. You know, it's kind of like the old saying, you can't see the forest from the trees. Like, Rip Van Winkle is literally part of our official village seal. Like, this isn't just the statue at the head of the street. This is part of the stationery that we sign our legal documents with here in the village. We have our village board meetings in the Washington Irving Senior Center, which is the author, if people don't know, Washington Irving is the author of The Rip Van Winkle, and we're coming up on the 200-year
anniversary.
And that was another thing, you know, talking about scrapping this literally on his 200th birthday. There was just too much wrong about it for me not to stand up. And it wasn't just me. I got to give some friends credit. My friend Anthony Picardi, who we didn't know each other before this, but he also agreed with me that this is not a good idea and that we needed to save Rip. My friend Jake Erskine, also another individual that has been really involved in this, and a lot of people that have come forward to help us out along the way and make sure that Rip doesn't get retired and put back to sleep.
It's funny, I guess people can say that Catskill is gentrifying or whatever, but it's the story itself is kind of applies to that. You wake up and the times have changed, the city has changed, the town has changed, and I guess that's part of what's going on here with this talk about rebranding. And and like you said, there's all kinds of new things in Catskill, so maybe old timers might not like them. They've woken up one day and now their Catskill has changed. So it's kind of a relevant metaphor for what's going on in Catskill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely elements there that overlap. And like you said, you know, do they like the change? Don't they like the change? It's interesting because the Rip thing, when I started this campaign and started feeling out like who knowledge is power. So I wanted to know when I was making the argument to save Rip, who really does support this and what role has it played? And just talking to some of the people that have moved in here lately, that magic is part of what brought them here. You know, coming around that bend and seeing the chainsaw wooden Rip Van Winkle statue that I'll be working to restore in the next week or two. That was part of the cute, quirky quaintness that made them go, what is this town, right? And one of the things that I've often heard is, you know, we want to change, but we don't want to become Hudson. We want to change, but we don't want to become Brooklyn. So why are we going to scrap some of the stuff that isn't Brooklyn, that isn't Hudson? That was really what I found was that a lot of people loved Rip, even the new people, the old people. I don't know. I think Vinny probably just had so much on his plate and was looking at all options. And once the word got out that was an option, he found out real quick it was not a good option. A lot of people were not happy with it.
Yeah, it's funny how the internet works. No one was posting about Rip Van Winkle, and then someone posted, or Vincent posted something that... and then everyone rallied on the internet that there was almost universal condemnation of letting Rip go and support for Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah, and I mean, there's it's interesting the metaphor involved, because there is an awakening happening here in the village. There's a lot of important issues that are coming up. The jail issue is one of them. The ash dump that was just squashed was another one, and we're seeing an awakening in Catskill. I think we're seeing a lot of informed, educated, involved individuals here that appreciate the beauty of the mountains, that appreciate the importance of the Hudson River, the Catskill Creek, the estuary. They're all kind of tied together, and they don't want us to become overrun by are lost, not overrun, but they don't want to see this magic swept away in pursuit of a quick buck, or maybe not a quick buck, like just a economic exchange, because you can't put a price on something like this.
You mentioned before I drove into Catskill this morning and did not see Rip at the top of Main Street as he usually is at this time of year, but he's in the hospital, or what's his condition?
That's a good way of putting it. Well, he's nowhere near as bad as we had thought. You know, the rumors about the statue's going to fall and crush someone, and so, oh wow, that's pretty bad. So I went down and had a look at it, and there is some damage from years. I mean, he's over a decade old, almost 15, 16 years old.
He gets hit by snow plows every once in a while, is that?
Nope. They take him out each year.
Oh, right.
Come winter time, they retire him.
But he's been hit by a couple cars, I guess, right?
No.
No one's ever
what
hit
happened, Maybe. I shouldn't say no. There's one spot of his staff where a big chunk of wood has been knocked out, but I think the majority of it is just weathering. It's wood. Wood rots. They've done a great job of trying to maintain him. He's, like I said, over 10, 15 years old.
Do you know who the original artist was?
No. The initials W-A-L are located on the back of it. We've talked about this with village and local historians trying to track down who this is, but nobody's really sure exactly who the artist was that was commissioned to do it. I think he was an older gentleman at the time, so he may no longer be with us. He may be with Rip up in the hills doing the little bowling that Rip loves to do. But I don't know who the original artist is.
I don't know. So what is the bowling? You referenced bowling pins before. Well, I don't remember the bowling part of the story.
Part of the legend was that he went up and was drinking and bowling with these ghosts or dwarves or Henry Hudson's crew up in the hill, and then fell asleep after they had been bowling. That's when one of the child's tales elements of this fable is that when it's raining and thunder and lightning here in the area, that's what kids were told. Oh, it's Rip Van Winkle bowling up in the hills with the old Dutchman. And it's funny, just the other day we had a thunderstorm, yeah, and I saw a bunch of posts like, oh, Rip's awake in the hills. And it just sends chills up my spine to see people embracing the idea.
So tell us about this festival. It's Saturday, June 22nd. Is that right?
Yeah, Saturday, June 22nd. It'll be starting here on Main Street and then ending down at Dutchman's Landing, which if people aren't familiar with the area, it's a small – well, not small. It's a park and boat launch down at the end of Main Street, Catskill here. Originally, I had intended to just have a small street fair focusing on local artists, local musicians, local – theater performers. We've got so much great talent that has moved into the area. I really got to say, over the past 10 years, it wasn't until Hilo opened up a couple of years ago and a lot of the artists found a place to congregate and really start sharing their ideas that I realized how many great, talented people have moved here in the past, again, 10 years. People that you would see here and there but never had a place to get together. So I really wanted to capitalize on that and share with people like what we have become and the fact that like we've got stuff here to work with. We don't need to worry about luring in fancy saviors from out of the area. We should really grow what we have here. So that was my original idea, was just to use some of the little pocket parks that the group Cultivate Catskill has done a great job of bringing to life in the past 5-10 years. And they've got some great stuff going on now, hanging some planters on the Uncle Sam Bridge here in the village. Trees are going up. They do this every season, but this year they've really gone over the top. But my partner, he also had ideas and had resources and connections that I didn't have. So after our first couple of meetings, it really began to grow into something bigger and much more established. So that's when we started looking at reaching out into Dutchman's Landing, using the park, really setting it into a more official festival instead of just a simple street fair. That did end up causing a few hiccups and actual problems along the way. There was miscommunication about whether or not the park was available. We had thought that there was going to be fireworks one night that weren't going to happen eventually. So it was really, that was really frustrating. We had to have our date changed from, it was originally going to be the 1st. We moved it to the 22nd, which we lost a couple of performers from that. We lost a couple of vendors from that. But in the big picture, it worked out well because the actual anniversary is the 23rd, so it's the day before the actual birthday. It's the day after the summer solstice, and
that was the day it was first printed in a newspaper or something.
Yep. I think it was the first day it was printed in the sketchbook. Yeah. Last year, 2018, area artist Matt Bua and I discussed doing something like this because that was the anniversary of the writing. And we had presented it to the village board. Well, we didn't officially present it to the village board, I don't think. I don't really remember. I had a lot going on. But I know that when we did try and move forward with it, it was kind of squashed. So Matt just did a small – well, I shouldn't say small. Matt did a public sculpture here on Main Street up past where the Rip Van Winkle statue normally stands. It's still there this – right now, it's a two-faced assemblage of Rip Van Winkle's head. Anyone that's familiar with Matt Bua's artwork, he's known for taking found materials, wood scraps and stuff. He did the Catterskill People's Museum on Bridge Street a few years ago that we had to fight to save for a couple of years. So he did that, but we didn't get much support for the Rip thing.
And there was a show here at Hi-Lo, too, I think, in conjunction
with
it.
Yep, I was actually here for that. He had a friend that dressed up as Rip, and they did a great skit performance. It was about a 45-minute show. It was really fun. But again, it didn't take any hold. We didn't get a lot of foothold with it. So this year, when it come up again, and they were talking about squashing, I knew there was some support, and I knew that there was already some momentum started. I reached out to Matt and Cassidy. They had already planned on doing something for Matt and Cassidy. Cassidy is Matt's partner. They had already planned on doing something with Rip and were really involved, but there were certain logistics that didn't fit with what I wanted to do on the scale that I wanted to do. So we found a middle ground, and Matt and Cassidy are still doing their thing, and they'll be involved the 22nd in some way. We haven't figured out that element yet. But, yeah, what was the question there? Lost my train of thought there.
I don't know. Well, we're just... tell us about the festival. What all is going to be? What's going to happen on 22nd?
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, from noon till about 4 or 5, we're going to have area performers busking in the local pocket parks, essentially playing for tips. A lot of them are younger artists, not very well established, and just trying to show people that they're talented and what they want to do and share their music with the area. Some of the local stores will be hanging local artwork. The community center is allowing us, or hosting, I shouldn't say allowing, they've been very grateful, a small gallery, pop-up gallery of local artists and craft-based vendors. So that's an element of it. We're going to have, I'm trying to remember, so much stuff I can't keep track of it. I believe Rip Van Winkle will be wandering the street. If he's awake, we got to shake him up, get him out here. What else?
Is anyone doing, are the singers or performers doing Rip Van Winkle themed performances?
Well, there are a couple people that have shared with me that they do want to do some Rip Van Winkle themed stuff, but it's not all Rip Van Winkle based. Many of the listeners here, I'm sure, are familiar with Brian DeWan's work. Brian will be doing some Rip Van Winkle based stuff. He has done it in the past. Yeah. I think he's got 5 or 6 songs that have to do with Rip. So I'm not sure what he's performing, but he will be doing some Rip stuff. There's another area.
He actually reads the story with the accordion, sort of a musical version of the story,
that
too.
Sounds like Brian. Who else? Slink Moss. But Slink isn't performing as Slink. Slink is performing as some Rip Van Winkle-themed character, and he'll be doing a Rip Van Winkle rock ballad. A gentleman named Suresh, I don't know Suresh's last name, but he's the proprietor of Actina Foods, local organic food base. I can't remember. Ayurvedic food, that's the term I'm looking for. He's looking to put together a quick play, because it's not just music. There's also some theater. We've got some great theaters in the area. The guys from Bridge Street Theater have been working with us to stay as involved as possible. They already had some stuff set up for the new date. Again, this is one of those obstacles where they were really excited about the first. When we moved to the 22nd, they were like, we'll help. We don't know how. They may be sending some belly dancers over. I heard that that might be a thing. So that's going to wake some people up. And then I think that they're going to be doing a movie thing for the kids in the day just before our actual event. So it kind of stretches us out a little bit there. So check out their website and follow with them. And this is something else I should tell listeners. Follow us on Facebook. The Friends of Rip Van Winkle group is the best way to stay in touch with everything.
Are all the performers wearing long white beards and sleeping caps?
No, I think that might be a little overkill. We don't want this to become a theme park. We don't want it to be over the top. Although we may have something like that for the kids. That's another element that I almost overlooked. I'm working really closely with Jess from Salem's Moon Magic and More, a local magic-based shop here on Main Street. Crystals, tarot cards, candles, lots of cool stuff. And they're super friendly, super supportive of the community. We're putting together a kind of a treasure hunt for the kids.
I was going to say you're doing a seance and trying to bring him back to life.
No, we already got that. We already got that cover. We did that the other day. But no, we're working together to do like a treasure hunt, very similar to the recent Easter egg hunt that we had here, where the kids will be guided up and down the street to some of the stores that are involved, and they'll be able to pull a prize from each store. Anything ranging from fool's gold to quartz crystals to little charms. And then there'll be some gift certificates from area businesses ranging in value. We're not really sure. We've got a bunch of sponsors for this project so far. We're still waiting for a couple of the bigger sponsors to come through, but I'm pretty sure we're set with the prizes for this, and a lot of kids are going to go away from this really happy. So we're trying to make sure that it's diverse and balanced for the whole family. You know, we got some kids stuff going on here through the day. Some of the local businesses, we got some great craft breweries that have just opened up in the past couple of years. They're trying to get involved, possibly have some live music during the day there so that there's stuff for the parents so that they can handle dealing with the kids all day. Or if they don't have kids and they're going to have to just find something to do, we've got that. So yeah, that's what's going on here on the street.
Anything going on at the bowling alley?
You know, there isn't. Although, no, Rip is not an actual mascot for the bowling alley, but he could be.
I guess you could do lawn bowling at the park or something.
That's
right?
Actually something that is in the list. Yeah. I've got to still acquire the bowling pins and ball, but that is one of the things that we'll be doing down at the Dutchman's Landing. We'll also have lots of raffles. In fact, I've got so many raffles right now, I don't know how we're going to fit it into the schedule for the music down at the park. So we're scheduled for 4:30 to 9:30 down at Dutchman's Landing, but we might stretch it to about 10 o'clock, depending on when they do the fireworks and how much time we have. But yeah, there's a lot going on down there. We've got
What are the bands? Or are there bands?
Oh,
there?
Yeah. Well, we've got some great bands playing down at Dutchman's Landing. One is country group Crossroads. Oh, no, not Crossroads. Listen to me. That's one of the breweries that's here in the town,
right?
That is,
yes,
phenomenal. I've heard. I don't drink, so I haven't partaken. But Southbound is one of the,
yes,
bands. Yes. And then the other one is Blue. They just won a great award, and I probably should have it written down here so that I give them the appropriate credit due. But the band's name is Wild Blue, spelled WYLDEBLU, and they just won a Hudson Valley Best Blues, Country Blues Group. So we're really looking forward to them. Neither of them is my big forte of music, but I'm still excited to see what they're about. Something new, something interesting. And yeah, lots of raffles, some games down there for the kids, food vendors. We've got 4 or 5 food vendors already set up and a bunch of reaching out. Is there still room? So trying to squeeze in what kind of logistics still we have to work out, but it's looking like that's going to be a lot of fun, really exciting. Photo opportunities for the family and friends. What else?
Then at the point, you can always if you don't like the band or whatever, you can always wander to the park, or there's restaurants down there. And,
yeah, there's a couple of restaurants down there.
Beautiful views of the Hudson River.
Yep. One of the restaurants that's actually just opened up, I want to say the name is Dock Street Station. I'm so bad with names, and I've got so much. If it's not written down right in front of me, I'm not going to remember it off the top of my head. But they're working with us. One of the hiccups that we had in the planning was getting a liquor license or the okay to have a beer garden on the property. And it just really wasn't in the logistics with as little time as we had, and it would have bumped up the insurance that we needed to just something that wasn't feasible. Because what we're doing is we're not just throwing a party. We're raising funds to repair the Rip Van Winkle statue that was mentioned earlier. We're establishing some new signs coming into the village with area artist Don Booten's Rip Van Winkle artwork on them. They're great. I wish I could share them, but it's a surprise. It's a secret.
We can hold it up to the microphones and people can stare into their speakers.
Can you guys see this? You like what he did here? He's got lots of little hidden surprises and details in it if you look close enough. Some great marketing stuff that we've got in the works so the area businesses can really grab onto the Rip image. We're going to do tours around the store. We've got this great Rip Van Winkle custom Rip Van Winkle doll that we had made. We're going to go around to area businesses, and Rip will do tours of Catskill businesses, and each week it'll be, oh, here's Rip at Village Pizza. Village Pizza's been here for 38 years?
Wow.
Something like that. It was a crazy number. I was talking to Maria about it the other day. Or, you know, Magpie Bookstore. You just opened up a couple of years ago. Or maybe the Subversive Brewing, who's also right here on Main Street.
Just opened up a couple of months ago.
Yeah. So he's a great way. He'll do the tour around the village and then, you know, give a little window into who's here and what they're doing. So we've got lots of stuff like that in the works. And the Friends of Rip Van Winkle, which is the organization that we're cultivating in the background of this, is a community out, I guess, community outreach, business community outreach. We want to help with Heart of Catskill Association. We want to help with the Cultivate Catskill Association. Maybe eventually become a blanketing organization to help collaborate with all of these groups, like a hub, and then spread out from there. Right now, we're really building on Catskill, but we'd like to see this grow out into the whole Greene County. As you mentioned, there's been debate in the past. Is Catskill the home of Rip Van Winkle, or is Palinville the home of Rip Van Winkle? I remember growing up in high school, that was a big argument. No, Palinville's his home. No, Catskill's his home. A lot of people didn't realize Rip wasn't a real person. He didn't live here. Or maybe he was. I don't know. There is the Rip Van Winkle house that just was added to the historical site, Historical Registry of New York. I've heard stories that there's a Rip Van Winkle tombstone somewhere out there. So maybe he did exist, and I missed that part. But
And you said you were raising money to help restore the statue and things. Is there an admission at the point?
Nope,
you're asking for donations?
We've been asking for donations up to this point, and I got to say, we're super grateful for all the support we've received so far. We're not there yet, but we've had some people come out of the woodwork to really help. Some businesses have thrown some great sponsorship our way. I've got a whole list here that I'd go through a bunch of it quick before we get a chance, or before we're done. And then lots of, like, just friendly outreach. You know, my friend whose kids I grew up in high school, who doesn't have a lot but wanted to give me $10, $20 if she could. You know, it's little stuff like that really adds up. I've been auctioning off a bunch of my artwork every week. I'll do an auction here. I'll do an auction there. Right now, I've got one of my mandalas for auction up on the Instagram, my personal Instagram page, but you can find it through the Friends of Rip Van Winkle group that I said before. I think it's going for $100 right now. The end of the auction is a week from now. I've got a great blacklight sensitive Rip Van Winkle themed print that I did. The painting, the original, sold a couple of years ago to a friend, but I've got prints made of it, and one of these I altered. I sat and painted on top of the print with a blacklight sensitive paint. So now it just looks like the print, but under a blacklight, Rip's beard, which becomes the water, has a nice white and blue glow to it. The moon in the background's got a glow. Everything's got like this weird spooky hint to it. So that'll be auctioned off next week leading up to, well, maybe not next week, but right before the event when the hype is really getting up to it. Yeah, and just any little bit that people can offer. We've got a GoFundMe page set up. It didn't take off at first because there was so much confusion, like who are these guys, where is this money going? But we do have oversight now from the village. All checks have to be made out to the village, no, Catskill LDC, and then Rip Van Winkle Festival in the memo so that people know where that money is going. But like, it's not going in my pockets. It's all going through the appropriate channels. And yeah, anything that doesn't get spent towards the festival, the signs, and the statue is getting rolled by right back over, because we're advertising this as the first annual. Like, we plan on doing this next year. We're not going away. Just like Rip, we're not going away.
So if you just tuned in, we're talking to Richard Rip Van Wagner about a Rip Van Winkle-themed festival on the 200th anniversary of the story. The day before it came out 200 years ago on Saturday, June 22nd. And you want to give us those businesses that are involved?
Yeah, we can do that.
Plug some local businesses that are helping out their community.
Away. I got a list here of businesses that have done what they can to help sponsor and save Rip Van Winkle. So start out, no order, not alphabetical, not the amount of money offered, just a list of names that I've got here. So first and foremost, we've got B&B Garage. Matter Construction, Veter Tree Farm, Cool Temp Cooling and Heating. Got a big thanks to 98.5 The Cat, K Jewelers, Upstate Ink Screen Printing, the Alana site over on the other side of the bridge here, Muscle Hypertrophy, Michael Lanuto Financial Advisor, Green County Tourism, our friends here at High Low Cafe, our friends at Rough House Roasters. We've got Juice Branch, Swamp Angel, Salem's Moon, Magic and More, White Mule Framing, both barbershops here on Main Street. We've got Main Street Barbershop and DiStefano's Barbershop, Aquavarium Pets over on Bridge Street. The fellows over at the Inn at Leeds, up there in Leeds, have done a lovely job of helping us out. The VFW Sullivan Teeter Post 770. I'm sorry if I messed up that one. Geiger Construction, Garden Gate Cafe, Heart of Catskill. And there's still a couple out there. I know that somebody from Stewart's Shops will be down here with ice cream treats at some point during the day. Speaking of ice cream, we got Bittersweet. I haven't actually written her down yet, but
the new ice cream shop on Main Street,
almost literally right across the street from us. I've got to stay away because if I gain too much weight, my leg will no longer fit. So I cannot partake in that beautiful, beautiful ice cream as much as I'd like to, but it is some good stuff.
So do you think, are most of these businesses new or older businesses?
No, it's a mixed bag. We've got a lot of old people, I shouldn't say old people, old businesses who they grew up with RIP. It's part of who they feel Catskill is. And then a lot of new businesses that just want to help and want to do what's best for the community and saw the excitement, saw the involvement, and wanted to do what they could to help push this effort and campaign forward.
And if people want to get involved or if they have a business they want to get involved, they should go to that Facebook page. It's called Friends of Rip Van Winkle.
Friends of Rip Van Winkle group on Facebook. Or they can contact me through email. I'm rip@ripvanwagoner. The Wagoner is spelled W-A-G-O-N-E-R. ripvanwagoner.com. Or I'm somewhere on Main Street practically all the time. You can track me down, flag me down. Yeah, so that or me, my partners, but the group is probably the easiest way. I hate to say that, like, in Facebook and the internet has become such an integral part of this campaign. We're not relying on it, but it is a great tool for collecting information and networking. So that is probably the easiest and most efficient way. We've come across a couple of issues with it. Some stuff wasn't being shared as widely as we thought it was. So like a couple of the auctions, I had a couple of friends like, I didn't see this until after the auction. Like, oh, we have to figure out a way to work around that. But that is the best way to contact us.
And are you looking for people to step up to do certain things? Like you need more performers or you need more artists that have Rip Van Winkle's inspired work? Or what is it that you need?
Well, that's a good question. Manpower the day of will be greatly appreciated. We've already got a handful of really, talented and skilled people. Some people that have done stuff like this before. My friends from Salem's Moon, they're really familiar with the festival scene with a lot of what they've done in the past. So they've given a bunch of pointers along the way, and they've offered a handful of their friends to come and help support with some of this stuff. But yeah, any local musicians that are looking to possibly come and play in the parks, reach out to me through the email or the page. We'll see if we can't find a place to squeeze you in somewhere in the day. And we got lots of artists. I had to actually start, like, not turning away artists, but like stepping back and going like, oh, maybe we do have too many artists. A bunch of the businesses already had artwork out, so my original idea to stretch the art throughout the area businesses didn't have the roots that I had hoped it would, but like I said, the community center opened up their doors to us and are allowing us to do a pop-up gallery there, and some of the businesses already are artists. You know, a lot of the businesses that have opened up here, Studio in the Round, my friend Ripley, way up on the end, up by where Rip sits, actually. He butchers over her business. She's really talented. Pretty sure she'll be open that day. The girls from L&M, I want to say pottery. It's not ceramics, pottery. They're up there on that end. They're talented artists. Myself, I'm an artist, although I won't be open. I'll be running around Main Street all that day. But there's so many great area artists that I think a lot of people don't know about that have opened up businesses. And there's just lots of changes. Many people are familiar with Mahalo here on Main Street. They've been here a while. Not quite as long as Rip, but quite a bit. They just changed ownership. Maureen, the previous older owner, finally had to let go of that project so she could focus more on her family and where she's going with her life. But a young woman, Tara Templeton, that I actually went to school with, another local, took it off of her hands and has already done some amazing things with just changing up the merchandise a little bit, changing up the look a little bit, working with her to work with some of my artwork themed stuff. So there's lots of new stuff here in the village that I don't know that a lot of people are aware of. And so yeah, the art we've got more than enough of. But we're still looking for a couple of musicians. Vendors can reach out to us, food vendors can reach out to us, as long as they're Board of Health certified and, you know, insured. We can look to see if there's somewhere for them down at the river. We've done everything we can not to close the street, not to close the parking lots. Being an area business person, I know the obstacle that can place for some of us. The barbershop's a great example. Some of the eateries, when you block the flow of traffic, the regular business doesn't have a way to get there. And then it's like a double-edged sword. You help a handful of people, it looks like there's something going on, but then the other people end up losing money. And a lot of times I think it's overkill. So that was what I wanted to do, was really cultivate and captivate what we have here without hindering what we have here. So businesses have been, it's been suggested businesses have sidewalk sales. If they don't want to have a sidewalk sale, invite an area vendor of theirs or artisan of theirs to have a little sidewalk sale. Kind of like old Catskill days, but without closing the street, without all that headache.
Yeah, I'm guessing to tie it back to the beginning of our discussion here, there's going to be flyers in the store soon about Rip Van Winkle, and some of the businesses may be making Rip Van Winkle more a part of their business for this festival, right?
We would definitely hope so. In fact, I've had at least one business, if not two businesses, remind me that...
Well, there we go. Donation walked in off the door.
Right, just friend just walked up and gave us an amazing donation. Thank you, and thank you, WGXE. I was given the shh look, so I'm not going to give them credit because I don't want to blow up their anonymity.
Anonymous donor.
Yes. And it was enough that it definitely sidetracked me from what we were talking about. So, Rip. Yeah, I've already had a business.
Rip Bank in the storefronts, yeah.
Yeah, a business that we had talked about it in the past wants me to design some Rip-based artwork. I do have some Rip stickers and prints out from my artwork in the past. But yeah, we're hoping that we don't want to become the town of, well, we do want to recognize the fact that we're the home of Rip Van Winkle, but we're not, every store is not going to be a Rip Van Winkle store, obviously. But some of the businesses are realizing, like, oh, there are ways that we can captivate this. And
the ice cream store can sell ice cream that makes you fall asleep for 20 years, or...
It already does, so it's just a matter of marketing and throwing that label on it. At least it gives me the food coma.
Are there going to be Washington Irving featured at the library and the bookstore, hopefully?
Yeah, that would be great. In fact, I heard rumor that Christy at Magpie has a copy of the first printing of the sketchbook, which is what Rip Van Winkle's story was originally printed in. So I've got to go touch base with her and see if that's the case or not. I was just given the other day a copy of... Was it The Lost Treasure of Rip Van Winkle? It was one of the booklets that was handed out during the scavenger hunt I mentioned before back in the 80s. I think that the printing date was 1984. A friend of mine from Facebook had seen everything that we were doing. I was like, hey, my friend gave me this a while ago, and it just doesn't mean that much to me, but I think you'll appreciate it. So it's cool little stuff like that. It just gives me a little kick in the butt and makes me know, like, we're doing the right thing. We're moving in the right direction.
All right. Well, our time is running out here. Is there anything we forgot to mention? We're talking to Richard Rip Van Wagner about the Rip Van Winkle Festival, June 22nd.
That's a good one. There probably is. There's probably lots of stuff that I'm forgetting because, you know, this is our first event and it's a learning experience, but we're off to a great start. We've got some great support from the local community. Like I said, we do need a little help. We can't do this alone. It takes a village. That's one of the things that our friend Tasha over at the Juice Branch on Bridge Street, she's also been really helpful. You know, just reach out to us with any ideas that you have, any support that you might be able to offer. If we can't do it this year, we're definitely make a note of it. I'm going through notebooks like it's going out of style right now. And all the help that you can offer us is appreciated. You know, the friends of Rip Van Winkle are your friends. And we want not only to do this campaign and save Rip, but, you know, we really want to remind people what Catskill has and what it's about. And that, you know, a lot of people are coming up here. There's been this tourism for a while. They're coming up here to get away from the chaos. And that was why Rip went to the mountains. He wanted to get away from the chaos of his wife and the chaos of the household and just go up here and escape for a little while. And he fell asleep for 20 years, so it must have worked, you know. So let's keep this place beautiful. Let's keep it magical. Let's keep it a fable for people to come and experience and then share with their friends and family. Let's make this the world-renowned home of Rip Van Winkle that it is. You know, you can't forget that and you can't lose that.
All right, well, good luck organizing. We got a little more than a month from the festival. Maybe you can get some of the performers or artists involved to stop back the week before the show here at Hilo on the radio at WGX.
That would be awesome. I would love to do that.
All right, so we'll take it out with a little Leon Russell's Rip Van Winkle on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Thanks, Richard Rip Van Wagner.
And thank you.
Ron Diamondstein is up.